What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez, Hotline Lighten Up. Joining me now on the phone, actor and Grammy-winning artist Common. What's going on, man?
Peace. What's up, Mario? How you feeling,
bro? I'm doing great. So I saw the film. I'm with my kids, and I went in not knowing too much about it. And I'm like, wait a minute. That Stonekeeper sounds crazy familiar. That is the coolest sound. And then I knew it was Common. That's right. I go, oh my gosh, what a cool role for you. You did such a great job. Tell me how it came about.
Man, like my agent had called me and said, hey, I have this animated film that they may want you to voice. You'll be playing Zendaya's dad, but it's a cool film. And it's called Smallfoot. And he was like, they want to meet with you. So I went and met with them, and man, the team, the director, Carrie, and the whole production team, and I really loved the presentation they had and was excited. But most of all, we talked basketball because I love basketball. And they was like LeBron in the movie and all this. And I was like, oh, man, this is dope. It was a great cast from James Corden to Channing Tatum to Yara Shahidi and Zendaya and Gina Rodriguez. I was like, yo, this is a dope cast. So I just was excited.
No, it really was a cool cast. I love that you rapped in it too. That was cool. Great message too.
Yeah. It was funny. I didn't even know when I got into it. I just was kind of open to whatever. I always wanted to be a part of animated films because, like as you said, Mario, well, you could take the kids to something and you see the joy. And we were at the premiere, and all those kids was out, like, geeked up and happy. I was like, man, it's just a joy for me to see kids happy. So, like, once I became a part of it, I was like, what do y'all want me to do? So we found the Stonekeeper's voice, and then they was like, hey, we got this song we want you to do. You could rewrite it. But the director wrote it, and I thought it was good. I had never rapped anybody else's song. So, I mean, not for anything, but it was just for a character. But for the character, I was all for it, man. It was fun, and now the kids really liked that song. So I was happy about it.
Yeah, it's a cool song. It told the history of the Yetis really well. I was like, that was very clever, very smart right there, man. I love like I said, it's got some good messages, and one of the themes is about questioning the status quo. Do you think that's easier to do today, or you still find it's hard to speak out?
I think for some of us, it's still hard to speak out. We're afraid to lose what we have, whether that's a job, whether that's, the relationship that we have with whomever, if we challenge the status quo. But I think we should look at those who have challenged the status quo, and our greatest leaders are those who challenged it, whether it's been Dr. King or whether we look at Oprah. Or whether we look at like now, when you see people like Colin, not like Colin Kaepernick, when you see Colin Kaepernick, they challenge the status quo. They challenge the powers that be with all the things that are naturally put on us, like, and say, this is the way things should be. And when you see it for yourself that, no, that's not right, that's not good for humanity and good for people, and you challenge that, you should be able to do that. And it's courage and it's bravery in that. And it is taking a chance, but it's worth it at the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought was cool about the movie, is that it had a really great message and a nice theme. So, yeah, man, that was you did a great job. Congrats on that. And you're also part of this indie film. Wanted to talk about it real quick. All about Nina. I guess it's about a stand-up comedian. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, it's about this really, like, raw, quirky female stand-up comic played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead. And she's, really talented, but she moves from New York to L.A. to make things happen. And she's getting a lot of things starting to go for her. And she meets this guy who is me. I play this character named Rafe. And we build a real honest and open relationship where it's like we tell her a lot of our truths. And she has to face a lot of her truths because of the relationship with me. And she ends up blowing up and exploding at one point because what you come to find out is something really traumatic happened to her when she was a child. And it's really, the movie it's funny. It has some darkness to it, but it's funny, but it has some heavy moments too. So it's kind of a lot of layers to this film, but it's a great indie directed by the writer-director named Eva Vevis, and she's an incredible, talented woman, and I was just grateful to be a part of it. It's a really great character for me, so
nice.
I'm excited about it.
And you also collab with Sarah Bareilles, right, for the song Train?
Yeah, man. We created this song, Sarah Bareilles, and I wrote with this guy named Samora Penderhue, super talented writer who I work with the group August Green, too. But anyway, Sarah Bareilles and I did the song, and the end title song, and it's called The Train. And it's really about moving forward. Like, the whole theme of it is, like, man, no matter what we go through and experience, we have the strength to move forward. And I really, you know, love the song. I think people will dig it.
Right on, man. That's cool. And last thing, I just want to hit real quick. You signed on for the show Saturday night, Knife and Gun Club, which is a cool title.
Yeah.
But kind of like ER in the inner city. Is that how you describe it?
Well, it's not a medical show. It's more like it is dealing with a hospital, but it's more like looking at one of America's cities. There's a lot of cities in America that's just been forgotten, like especially in the Midwest, man. Like that, like this story takes place in Milwaukee, and it's cities like St. Louis, Milwaukee, Cleveland, you know, Cincinnati, certain cities in Pittsburgh is like they forgotten sometimes. And the story is just dealing with basically class, and my character is this doctor that's real raw, man. He actually had murdered someone when he was younger by accident and had to deal with that. But he's, like, trying to save this hospital. And you know, and he's dealt with drugs and different things. So it's a raw story. You're dealing with raw humanity in this one. It's not like a you know, one of those easy TV,
yeah.
like, network shows. It's more like a raw examination of human beings. So it's called Saturday Night Knife and Gun Club. And I'm also a part of this movie called The Hate U Give, which I'm excited about. It's coming out October 5th. It's based on a book called The Hate U Give that was based on a Tupac poem. It's directed by George Tillman and starring Amanda Steinberg. So make sure people check that out, too.
Oh, well, congratulations on everything, man. Good for you. And it's always great catching up. Common, thank you. And you know, if you're ever in the area, come by sometime, man. In the meanwhile, Smallfoot is in theaters now. You can follow him on Twitter @Common. Thanks for calling in.
No, thanks, Mario. Have a great day and great weekend, man.
Okay, you too, bro.
On with Mario Lopez.